The government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines recently reclaimed the historic site of Balisso under its patrimony. Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves made the announcement at the recent sitting of the House of Assembly. This announcement was met with celebration from the Garifuna population in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the diaspora. Minister of Tourism and Culture Carlos James, in an interview with NBC News, said the government is looking at how to utilize the land.
Something that we're keenly looking at, and how best we can utilize the island. It is the acquisition is sending a strong signal and message to our people internally for us to also focus, reflect, and accept that repair for the historical challenges we've had. It's not only something that is done in the offices and parliaments of the Europeans, but the repair starts with also within our minds and within our beings and our social construct as a people. And just this signal of moving in the direction of acquiring Balisso is something that I think is so profound for our nation and our people, and what it does also mentally for us as Vincentian to know that this is part of our patrimony. And we also in the process of psychological healing and repairing as well.
The minister said, as Minister of Culture, he is pleased with the decision taken by the cabinet to place Balisso under the patrimony of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Minister James also reassured the public that Garifuna in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, as well as in the diaspora, will be included in these discussions.
Reparatory justice is something that is very big on our agenda as a government, and I'm really, as Minister of Culture, pleased that the cabinet supported the Prime Minister on this initiative. And also, we have to look at how we can move in the direction of preserving Balisso as a historical site of significance for St. Vincent and the Grenadines. There are some other additional components to that which we're going to blend in the few months and years to come as we do a build out there. But we want to ensure that whatever its use and purpose is one that is of significant historical value to the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
The minister called on all Vincentians to do some introspection on this National Heroes Day.
I want to use this opportunity to really extend my best wishes to all of St. Vincent and the Grenadines as we celebrate National Heroes Day, March 14th. The significance of this day to us, I want us to do a lot of introspection, to focus on what this means for us as Vincentians. What does it inspire you to do? Within us, there is always good within every being. And it's to bring that out and to use that to the benefit of our country and our people. And I think that all of us as Vincentians, we get up every day from farmers and fisher folk. And what we do, we contribute to nation building. And this day is a mark of sober reflection for us. And it is something that I'm hoping we can use as an inspiration for many of us to continue to contribute to nation building.
Minister of Tourism and Culture, Carlos James. The indigenous Garifuna people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines were exiled to the island of Balisso in 1796 by the British, following the death of this country's national hero, Paramount Chief Joseph Chatoyer. With today's special report, I am Shanold Monroe.